this is a different draft because of what you just mentioned. There was last year it was done virtual. Well, this season, people were not, you know, I can tell you firsthand, people were not at Penn State football practices. Scouts weren't at Penn State football practices. You had opt-outs this year. How is this a draft of a guessing game in some ways because some of the normal elements of evaluation aren't there, including players that opted out?
No, because I think the January to April evaluation can be a bit overblown. You've got tape on these guys. Even, you know, Micah Parsons, he opted out. Penei Sewell opted out. I get it. But they still have tape. You know, they still have good tape that you can watch. So I don't care what a guy runs. You know, to me, what the combine is for, let's separate quarterbacks. What the combine is for is, did the guy have enough pride in what he wants to do to prepare for the ridiculous things that they do? They'll never run a 40 again. They'll never broad jump again. They'll never high jump again. They'll never do a cone drill again. I mean, it blows my mind that you spend months doing things that you'll never do again just to impress some people in shorts when you just had a couple of years worth of film to look at. So that always blows my mind a little bit. But, you know, what I think it can happen is somebody kind of jumps off the chart at you, it can make you say, oh, I better go back and look at more film on this guy. Or if someone isn't prepared and a little out of shape, you go, oh, maybe I better check this guy's tape a little more, maybe in the fourth quarter, or, you know, is he giving a damn all the time? Quarterbacks, I think, are a little bit different. The pro days of quarterbacks are laughable. I mean, when Zach Wilson, you know, was in shorts and rolls left and throws a long ball down the field and everybody's oohing and ahhing, I'm like, are you kidding me? He's in shorts and a T-shirt. Nobody's rushing. Nobody's covering his guy, and he heaves it. You know, let's worry about what he does in his film. And this has nothing to do with Wilson because I like him a lot. But to ooh and ah over something like that is a joke. To me, it's a joke. For quarterbacks, you watch their film, and then I think when you get them in a one-on-one situation, talking to them, not only talking to them, but get them to the whiteboard, talking about plays, talking about coverages, get them in the film room, you know, talking about coverages. What did you see here? Why did you make that throw? Those are the things I want to hear about my quarterback and then watch him, you know, play his games. In all honesty, I probably would get fired. I could care less about a pro day unless it's a place I'm going that has a good restaurant that I want to eat at. I mean, if a quarterback doesn't throw well at a pro day, there's a problem. You know, when you've scripted your own plays and you're in shorts and a T-shirt. So that's always aggravated me.